In the face of what it calls a growing mental health problem, the World Health Organization, WHO, says only 1% of medical professionals work in the sector. In fact, there's less than one specialist health worker per 10,000 people worldwide, according to WHO's 2014 Mental Health Atlas. There are also huge differences in the amount spent on sufferers depending on where they are in the world, WHO says. Here's WHO's Dr. Shekhar Saxena.
We do know that low and middle income countries have less resources overall, less resources for health, but the discrepancy between mental health resources is truly very, very large. We are talking about sometimes a hundredfold difference between the high income countries and the low and middle income countries. The burden in low and middle income countries is still very large. And so there is no reason that they should spend proportionately a lesser amount of resources on mental health out of their total health budgets.
As for richer countries, which might be expected to spend more on mental health problems, WHO says that too few people get the care they need. That's partly because high-income countries invest most heavily in specialist hospitals, which reach only a small number of sufferers. Instead, WHO says, these richer nations should be focusing on training health workers or investing in community care schemes. The UN agency also blames the lack of investment on the stigma that's still attached to mental health conditions that can include depression and schizophrenia. Here's WHO's Dr. Shekhar Saxena again.
People don't like to talk about their mental health problems, fearing that they will lose their status in the society. Sometimes they lose their job. Sometimes they get into divorce situations. So people are hesitant to talk about mental health. And this hesitation, this stigma, pervades all levels of society, within the family, within the communities.
If the low spending trend continues, it will be very difficult to reach global goals set by WHO's assembly between now and 2020, Dr. Saxena cautioned. The UN agency also said that mental health is of particular concern in countries experiencing conflict and that they need particular help to maintain support structures. And while two-thirds of countries represented in WHO's global report have policies on mental health, the UN agency says that most legislation is not fully in line with human rights recommendations. Deanne Penn, United Nations.